Welcome to Mediocre from Minnesota, a podcast with two mediocre men from Minnesota talking about mediocre things with seemingly mediocre guests who are anything but mediocre. Be sure to follow and like Mediocre from Minnesota on your preferred podcast app. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram. This week, we're in part two of our Minnesota sports talk, and we are again joined by our lovely, beautiful, handsome, almost a good mustache friend, Alex Etherton. Thanks for coming back after our first episode ended abruptly when our virtual meeting ended.
Oh, no.
Didn't pay for the premium subscription.
Yeah, Yep. Didn't do it through my company Teams, so I guess that I paid the price.
Yeah, we're just in the middle of a conversation, and then bam-o!
I had no idea that was going to happen.
Like, part one's over. And so if you listen to part one and it ended, and Sam spliced in a little information about why it ended, we're back for part two now.
We're back.
Start the timer for part two.
Right? Yeah, right? We gotta end by... whatever time, 8:38 will be our end time.
Yeah, probably mark it down.
Yeah, probably. all right, so what I was saying at the end of part one was on the national television, like the big broadcast, like the big games not being on just like basic freaking TV so that everybody can watch it, you know? Like, you would think that there's more benefit to just that enormous exposure so that people throughout their lives are just constantly like eating that stuff up versus selling out to ESPN, TBS or TNT for the freaking men's national championship game that like a lot of people aren't going to watch or can't watch because they don't have it.
Right. I mean, is the NFL not a great model for that? Every single game is on CBS, ABC.
Exactly.
And it is the... shit. It is what everybody watches.
I will say, though, they are starting to transition to more of that bullshit with having Amazon and Peacock. There you go. Yep. Having these other games.
The first game of the year last year and the first game of the year this year is only on Peacock.
Yeah, see? Like, that type of stuff. Just like... it's just a money grab.
The more we watch it, the more they're going to do it.
I know, and I will watch it.
And I'll buy it.
I'll pay dearly for it.
Yeah. Add it to the list of my subscriptions.
Yeah. Got a Steno notebook full of subscription usernames and passwords just to keep everything straight. Or just use the same one. samfink@gmail.com.
Yeah, I use the same password for every,
for every single one. So if you're listening, you can hack one of his passwords. Yeah. You got them all, baby.
If you're a hacker, just stop listening.
Stop listening. Yeah, quit listening.
It's the same password that they gave me in middle school and high school to log into the computer.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I just kept it, and I was like, that's a good password.
He's been abusing that one for 15 years.
Yep, so don't hack onto the Downhill High School database and figure out what my password is.
That is awesome. Hey, I wanted to jump back to the Wolves because it's nearing the end of the season. And if you're listening, you know, in the coming weeks, it is the end of the regular season. But I wanted to get our predictions for how we think this season is going to end. Like a realistic, like we obviously all hope they win the NBA Finals, right? That would be sick. And I'll go streaking if that happens. But what do we realistically think they're going to end the season?
Yeah, I mean, having no idea how the playoffs are set up or where the brackets are.
Who they're playing.
The
yeah, we don't know any of that yet.
But,
yep.
But also, I don't even know how it operates. I don't know, you know, how seeding works in the NBA. But my guess would be we make it to the Western Conference Finals and lose to the Nuggets. That'd be my guess.
Alex?
Yeah, that's fair. Right now, we would get the Suns, and that scares me.
Yep.
Honestly,
I could change.
Any matchup scares me.
Yeah, there's a ton of good teams in the way. I would play any team in the East, and I would feel completely fine. I mean, Celtics are good, but their record is really good because they're playing a bunch of shitty Eastern Conference teams all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll go with Sam. I think we'll get to the conference finals and lose. Just because the problem with the T-Wolves this year is that halfway through the third quarter and on, we get into hero ball.
Yeah.
And it's dribble, 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 shoot, and a great example of that was last night with the Nuggets.
Yeah.
It's just, it's selfish basketball. We lose what makes us good. And then it just, you lose all the momentum. And it's just a
problem. Yep, I agree. That's one of my complaints about this year too is, and I think Ant's gotten better at that, where he's not trying to do too much, but he's still got periods of time where he wants the ball. He's going to do whatever it takes. And it's like, yeah, he's going to make his 45 to 50% of his field goals. But some of these other guys, like Gobert, if you're feeding him down low, well, he's shooting 90% when he's by the, by the rim. So it's like, if they can focus more on that type of stuff, yeah, I think they can go do a lot better. I'm probably going to be in the same boat. I think they're going to lose in the Western. I think they're going to make it. I think it's going to be like a game six, game seven. I think they'll eat. Well, no, I think all the series, they're probably all going to be those games, six game, seven game series, just right. Because they, yeah. I mean, if they have to play the Suns, they haven't played them well all year. And so that's going to be a challenge, but yeah, any of the teams out there in the West are tough to beat.
Yeah. Right now, actually I read a wrong graphic. The Suns and Sacramento are in the play-in, and then the loser of that game plays the winner of the Lakers Warriors.
Yeah.
And the winner of that plays the Nuggets.
Yep.
So that's how the Nuggets gets their opponent. So the Nuggets have to watch two games before they
get if they're the number one seed. Yep. Right now. Yeah, there's a couple more games that obviously are going to play out here, and we'll see for sure. It's probably going to be Nuggets first, us two or three with OKC. But I think there's, and I think any Timberwolves fan is going to be happy with that result. You know, that the fact that that's how it ended. You know, you want them to win it all, but realistically, and I think too, like, Ant's got some learning experience to go through in the playoffs. I mean, there's very few really good players that, like, it just clicks right away. They're, it's gonna take them some time to figure that out.
In between our breaks of part one and part two of the podcast, I saw that Cat will be back on Friday.
Yeah. Yep. I saw that as well.
Yeah, so he's back, the second best player on our team.
Yeah.
I mean, for all intents and purposes, he is the second best player on the team. Now, throwing him back into the loop and into the mix and throwing off whatever group we're in right now, is that going to hurt or hinder us?
Yeah.
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
Right? But it's like you were so close to beating the Nuggets, which, I mean, like, we're kicking ass, you know? And to have the second best player on the team come in, you can only hope would help.
Yeah. Well, and I think a lot of people are wondering how he's going to fit into the offense, that everybody else has kind of, like, had to step up, and especially Nas, he's, playing more minutes and scoring more, and he's kind of taken on that role. But you also have to think, too, it's like, all right, these guys have had the ability now to play more minutes, to find, their offense a little bit better. And so now they don't necessarily have to, but now they've got that confidence, so it's like, that can't hurt. It's just going to have to be, they're going to have to share the ball. And, like you said before, they can't just, like, take over games. It's going to have to be everybody doing their part. And if they can do that, I think, for sure, they could definitely go further than we're all predicting. But
correct. Yeah. There's no reason why they couldn't win the whole thing.
Yeah. And it's super funny to hear, like, ESPN analysts, like, still having, like, all these doubts. It's like, dudes, they've been in first or second or third place the entire season.
Right.
Like, and a decent amount of the games was without Kat. So it's like, I don't understand the doubt there, but I guess until you win the games in the playoffs, they're going to keep thinking that.
Right.
All right. Back to Twins. I have not paid much. Season just started. I know they're not winning.
Nah, yeah, not great.
Not great.
They're just under 500.
They won two games?
No.
Two or three?
They're like 5-6 or something like that. Right. They've played quite a bit already.
I will say the only thing that I really have paid attention to was game one, losing our Rice. MVP. That sucked.
Yeah, that was a huge kick in the nuts. Hits a home run on his first at bat, you know?
Yeah. Just like, oh.
Gets a single.
Yep, where he left off in the playoffs last year.
Unreal.
Jacking home runs and hits one. And
yeah, Royce is
just can't have nice things.
Yeah, this is why. Yep. He is a superstar in the making, though. If he can stay healthy, that's been his problem his entire career so far, though.
Well, and same with Buxton, though, too.
Sure, but yeah. I mean, Royce is
he's a better player than Buxton, but yeah,
but
same type of
his entire bullshit. Like career arch has been he got injured in Double A, he got drafted first overall, got injured for what 2 years, and just like, okay, well, we had this guy coming, but he's got a I forget what it was it ACL or something, I forget. But it's like he's always had this, and if he will continue to have injury prone, you know, if he's going to continue to be injury prone, it's going to be hard to make him a superstar because he's not fucking playing.
Exactly, yeah.
It's hard, you know?
And but when
he's playing, he's so good.
Something so fluky.
The other night when Buxton's out there, Buxton makes a diving catch.
That was sick.
A beautiful, beautiful Buxton play. And then the next inning, he gets a hit. I said to myself, I'm like, take him out of the game. That's it. He's done. he did the two things we wanted. He got a hit.
Take him out of the game.
He's going to snap his leg. Yeah. It's going to happen.
And I forgot, all of last season, Buxton did not play in the outfield. He played DH the entire year.
Yep.
I kind of spaced that out, but it's like he is not.
But then how many games did he miss at the end?
I forget.
I mean, it was a pretty good chunk.
I think he only played like 80 games.
Yeah, sure. And then they had him on the roster for the playoffs, right? Like he was on there, but never actually.
Yeah, no, he got a couple at bats.
Oh, did he?
He did.
Okay,
yeah.
I can't.
Struck remember. Out.
Yeah,
struck out.
Yeah,
sweet.
Struck out. Secret weapon. Yeah.
Bring him in, baby.
That was bad. Wait, he only played. Oh, sorry, 85 games last year.
Yeah, you were dang close.
Nice.
Obviously, hopefully, well, and this is the worst part is, okay, and going back to the whole payroll thing and the little bit about that I know about it is you have this incredible year last year. The division blows. You have a chance to make the team better, win an easy division, make the playoffs and do something. And that's what they do. All and under the guise of, oh, we didn't have a TV deal and we didn't know, you know, we were prepared to lose, you know.
Oh, come on.
How many millions of dollars on having that
TV deal. Knock it off, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's what they said. Yeah. You know, that's why they were cutting because, you know, that wasn't in place yet. And
Stupid Bally.
Which?
Bally's the... You ever try to use Bally like online to watch games? It's the worst thing to ever be in.
I've heard that you have to like sign in multiple times every time you want to watch anything on there, and like it's just
That's how I'm watching the Wolves right now. A buddy of mine's got pays for Bally's, and so then I just have the app on my phone, and then I just AirPlay it to the TV.
Yep.
And I think those bastards have gotten smart, knowing that I've got it because I can't AirPlay it anymore.
No
shit.
I
have to watch it on my freaking phone, and that is not a lot of fun to watch basketball games on your freaking phone. But I still will do it.
How do they know that?
I don't know. Well, because I did get messages pop up that said your zip code is not your home, like where I'm watching isn't the home zip code for the account.
Mm.
And so that it said something about like, oh, in 30 days, blah, blah, blah. And I think they got me.
Yeah, but it feels weird that you can watch on your phone and not AirPlay.
Yeah, like, maybe. Like, maybe like, it's just an app deal. Yeah, who knows? Maybe they think I'm...
You can watch it, but just on your phone.
Yeah, mister. No more funny business or going to your room. That Bally's, they run a different ship over there.
Yeah.
Speaking of Bally's, twice we tried to get Bally's sports reporter on. Just haven't had the luck. She'll be on, though.
Well, now that we got this whole teams thing figured out, I think it'll be opening some doors for us.
We're going to get some huge, I mean, not that Alex isn't a huge guest. He does live next to the Vikings training facility, or actually like within the compound, right? Like,
yeah, it's the Viking Lakes.
Yeah. fancy SOB over here.
The word we want to use, yeah.
When he goes and gets his mail, puts on his robe, slides his feet into his little slippers, walks down, and his mailbox is right next to Justin Jefferson's locker, actually, right?
Howdy, hey.
You gotta be ready to go into pass protection.
Yeah.
Any moment.
Any moment. Alex, we need you. Darisaw's down. Alex puts on his helmet.
I do want to try to get to, like, a Vikes training camp.
Oh, you gotta. Something
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they...
Think of the museum.
They charge anything for those training camp games, or...
I'd imagine something.
A couple bucks. I mean, it's a good way to, like, for especially for kids, to see, like, huge NFL players, you know, without having to pay $150 to go to a Vikings game.
Yeah.
Well, not that Sam has to worry about that. Freaking season tickets.
Well, my mom still has to pay for those.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like they're free just because we have them.
Next to the stadium is the Omni Hotel, and I don't know how the team requirements exactly work, but some of the players are required to sleep at the hotel the night before. I don't know how it works. And you can sit in the lobby and just hang out, and the players will come through and you can get autographs.
Oh, sweet.
And stuff like that.
So that's what you're going to do. You're going to go collect a bunch of autographs for us.
Heck yeah. There's a nice restaurant attached to the hotel.
Oh, I'd imagine if they're catering to
some food and
NFL players. You definitely need to do that.
Your old place, who would you live next to? What was the football player? I forget. Odell?
So right across the hall from me was Afadi Odenebo.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
He got traded a few times here and there, and he played good minutes for us. That was the year where we had really bad D-line and linebacker issues, like injuries, so he was promoted up. And then down the hall was Eric Wilson, a linebacker, who also got a lot of playing time because of injuries with Barr and stuff like that. And then also down the hall was Brian O'Neill, and he lived there until he got his $8 billion.
He's like, deuces, I'm out.
And then he got like a nice house or a giant apartment. I have no idea. But yeah, he got his money.
Jeez. I didn't know you were living around freaking celebrities.
Yeah, it was like you could... You know, you just see these big athletic guys and they're wearing purple and you're like, maybe. And then
you play for the Vikings.
In the apartment community room, there's a fridge. And we brought some drinks down there to hang in the community room and play some board games. And in the fridge was a to-go order of food. And you could see a name on, like a sticker. And it was one of the players' names. One of their chefs must have made the food for them and delivered it and set it up for him. So that's how we knew, like, okay, it's that guy. And then we just introduced ourselves.
Big fans. Didn't know who you were until we saw the takeout food, but big, big fans. You son of a bitch.
How about those Vikings?
Yeah, right? Sam wants to know, they ever going to win the bowl?
No.
No.
In our lifetime?
Probably not. Oh, we're going to get...
It's going to be the next season after I die.
It probably will be.
So, so should we murder Alex now? Because that would be nice next year.
Yeah, Alex in my life or Super Bowl.
That takes
Alex in my life or Super Bowl.
We can find
it's
another.
It's about a coin toss.
Yeah.
Oh, and don't forget the murder allegations.
Either. Oh, yeah, that part isn't going to be good.
You just watch it from inside the clink. You're good.
Yeah. No, it feels like we're so far away right now after not re-signing Cousins. It's just, you know, and like Danielle Hunter and all these people that
yeah.
You know, it just feels like we're in a rebuild, even though like Justin Jefferson, we haven't re-signed him yet, right?
Nope.
But no. I mean, we inevitably will, but it just feels like the next 5 years is going to be trash because we just.
What's crazy is like, so everybody's. I think, well, I won't say everybody, but a majority of people are probably assuming, right, they're gonna do something to get the quarterback they want. You know, good quarterback draft. They're gonna get their guy or at least the second one if, you know, they can't get their top one. Whatever it is, that's what they're gonna focus on. And I don't who I was listening to the Common Man on KFan, and they were going through all the first round quarterbacks for the last, I think it was like 17 years. And the percentage of those quarterbacks taken in the first round that actually, like...
Can I guess?
Were, like, legit... I don't remember what it was.
10?
But you, yeah, it wasn't high. Yeah. Like, so everybody just assumes like, oh, these first round quarterbacks, yeah. Obviously it's not a guarantee, but it's a pretty good, you know, it's a pretty good pick. And it really hasn't been like where you're not going to have, likely not going to have like that Patrick Mahomes, you know, pick. And at best, you're going to have to like, well, yeah, decent quarterback.
Unfortunately, you need the Patrick Mahomes at quarterback though.
Yeah.
You know, I like to think that every position is that way in the first round, where it's like you draft a cornerback in the first round. It's just as likely that he'll pan out as a quarterback at his given position.
Yeah.
But at the quarterback position, you need the elite guy to win.
Exactly. That's the thing.
But you can have a mediocre to above average cornerback and win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So you can have a cornerback drafted in the first round that isn't like elite, but at least he's a starter.
Yeah.
You know,
there's very few instances of Super Bowl winners that just have like decent to above average quarterbacks.
Right.
Like there are examples. Yeah. It can happen. Mm-hmm. But.
And I think that's why we tried so hard to keep Kirk Cousins around so long, because we know that first round draft pick quarterback.
Yeah.
If you get somebody that's mediocre, that's not good enough.
Yeah.
You have to have somebody that is going to win you Super Bowls.
Yep.
And we kind of saw that with Brock Purdy a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he played great. He's a great player. He's a very good quarterback.
But if they had anybody, if they had Mahomes, that was a guarantee
Super Bowl. Slam dunk, done.
I mean, with that team and him on it, it was just a no-brainer. I mean,
he was getting paid less than $1 million, but.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, sweet deal. Which is just insane.
I know.
Like, there should be some caveat in, like, okay, yep, rookie contract, whatever, here it is. But if you bring your team to the Super Bowl, yeah. Like, okay, well, then now you get paid.
Alex, can you look this up? There's some stat with Shohei Ohtani, because he just signed his, like, ridiculous almost billion-dollar deal.
Yeah, $1 billion.
And it was something ridiculous where it's like Shohei has to, like, have 5 at-bats to get paid as much as Brock Purdy did for the entire season.
Something I believe it.
Stupid like that.
Oh, yeah. I honestly would have guessed, like, 1 at-bat.
It's like, what the hell?
Oh, you're saying, like, how many at-bats he has to do to make...
To make that $700,000.
To make it $700,000, yeah.
That type of stuff is just crazy to me. Like, yeah, the amount of money those guys are bringing in.
I don't fully understand what the Dodgers are doing. I mean, I know they're deferring essentially all the payments to the end of the contract.
Yeah.
But what the fuck's going to happen in 10 years when you got to pay this guy $1 billion?
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know.
Hope you don't have to.
Or hope that inflation goes up so much for the MLB that's not a good investment.
Well, and that's probably
they're just
a little bit of it, right? I mean,
they're just hedging their bet that the MLB is going to grow that much in the next 10 years.
Yeah, because any money you can put off paying without any interest on it, you know, your money ahead there, but it's still, an astronomical amount, but yeah.
Yeah. What about Shohei's interpreter? Like, what the fuck's up with that?
I don't know where it's landed on that.
I saw today that the feds came out and said that his interpreter stole $16 million of Shohei's money.
And he's been charged, right? Yeah.
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 Like criminal charges.
Yep.
How the fuck does that happen?
I don't know, man.
Like,
I suppose it's no different than like Sam taking 16 bucks out of my wallet.
Yeah, I do that every day.
Percentage wise of my total like amount of money that I have, that's about the same. So Otani's like 16 mil gone. Didn't even notice.
Yeah, that's crazy. Federal charges for this stuff.
I saw something today. I thought it was like 50. He was placing like 50 bets a day. Like if it like broke down to like 50 bets a day, like just had the itch, baby. Needed to scratch it.
I gotta keep. Shohei, I'm sorry. I gotta borrow. Like, can I borrow 2 mil?
Yes, just a couple more mil.
that's crazy. I mean, me and Sam will text back and forth with the guys, and it's like, you guys want to do a $10 bet? I don't know. Can we do like 5?
That's so true.
You know, and even $5 is a tissue.
Yeah, we were betting today on the Masters, and it was we took Scottie Scheffler off the table because he's the odds-on favorite by quite a bit.
Yeah,
and it was like, okay, but if he wins, it's like a reverse sweat where if he wins, the bet's off. No, yep. Nobody wins. But then I was like, okay, but if he doesn't make the cut, can we double the bet?
Oh, yeah.
I'll go from 10 to 20. And then immediately, nope.
Yeah, he shot a 6-under today. He's in second place.
Oh, yeah. He's not going to make the cut.
Back to Vikings Jefferson. We all think he's going to stick around for the long haul.
Yeah, I think that was the chess game that the Vikes are playing, that we couldn't sign Kirk Cousins to that astronomical contract because they know that they need to pay Justin Jefferson. To pay him. Yeah, and that's the right call. Yeah. You have to pay that guy.
It is crazy. Like, you hear people talk like, oh, you know, trade him, and you get, you know, think of what you could get for somebody like that. But the problem is you're going to get picks. And that's not a guarantee.
You have
the guaranteed top wide receiver in the NFL. Yeah. Why do you ever? Yeah,
yeah.
You don't get rid of that.
It's like in poker. You got a full house in your hand, but you fold because you think the other guy has a straight flush.
Yeah,
you keep your full house.
It'll be.
And I would like to assume that Kwesi is having conversations with JJ to say, like, who do you want us to go after?
Oh, for sure.
What do you want in this so we can keep you happy? Like, do you want JJ or do you want us to go for Penix?
Yeah.
You know, how is this going to set up to keep you happy?
Yeah, I think you got to be careful when you're doing that, though, because if you're gonna allow him to, like, have that much power on it, whatever, let's say it doesn't happen, like, you don't end up picking, or you're allowing him to, like, voice his opinion that much, and then you don't end up going with his, like, well... That's not going to be good for the relationship. So I'm sure it's probably just a lot of like, hey, you know, we're doing whatever we can to bring the best quarterback in here. And, you know, we're going to make sure you're going to get paid and get your, you know, 2,000 yard season or whatever. But
I'm excited for the Aaron Jones.
Yeah. The sombrero.
The sombrero with the hair.
Yeah, because, I mean, the Dalvin Cook debacle when we got rid of him thinking that Alexander Madison was going to pan out, that did not work out.
I think it is crazy to me how somebody like Dalvin Cook can go from the Vikings to the Jets and, like, not even get utilized.
Not even get played. A touch.
Yeah.
I don't
like
get
he
it.
Didn't play. Like, how does...
He's out there... Wait, is he in the Ravens now?
I'm sure somebody picked him up.
Yeah, but it's just like, how does that happen in a matter of a season for no good reason?
Yeah.
I don't get it either.
The running back position is so wild. And it's crazy how some teams will pay, you know, to keep somebody around. And the next one just like, well, whatever, just gonna bring somebody else in and really don't lose anything typically.
You look at this offseason, you know, we went 2-3 years of everyone shitting on the running back. Don't pay the running back. It's not worth it. Yada, yada, yada. You look at the blockbuster trades this offseason. It was all running backs. Mm-hmm. Aaron Jones, Josh Jacobs, Derrick Henry, Tony Pollard. It was all these big, they're getting big contracts. Saquon to the Eagles, like huge contracts to these running backs that wasn't happening prior.
Yeah, not trades, just, signings. You know, they were, signing some of the big backs, but it is funny how, like, I mean, right, like they're just cycling them around. One team's like, you're not good enough for us, and the next team's like, oh, you're good enough for us.
Join us.
We'll take you. And I mean, right, like in some players, right, they just need to get out of a certain situation, whatever, and they just, you know, play better. Like they do nothing different with the way they train, practice, whatever, and they just play better in this situation than they do in another one.
Yeah, I mean, Saquon, 3-for-38. Derek, 2-for-16. Josh Jacobs at the Packers, 4-for-50.
And Josh Jacobs is not, like, the best running back of all
no,
time.
No, exactly. You know? He's
fine.
And they get rid of Aaron Jones for him, and
Joe Mixon, 3-for-27. Pollard, 3-for-24.
Where did Mixon go? Did he go to the Texans? Mixon's went to the Texans?
Yeah.
That's going to be a sick team.
Yeah, that is going to be a fun team to watch.
That is going to be, I mean, Tank Dell, Nico Collins, Diggs.
Yeah, the Stroud. Whole Diggs thing is just crazy that, like, essentially they got him for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, depending on how he does there, whatever he wants. But if knowing his past, he's going to want to get the biggest contract he can from whoever's going to pay it. So he's likely not going to be there for more than, unless they're going to be the ones to pay it. But like, they're definitely going all in on this year and making a run for the Super Bowl.
10 million percent.
Yeah.
I have a note on here. Oh, go ahead, Alex.
I'll say, do you see what number Kirk is wearing down in Atlanta?
It better be 8.
69.
18.
What?
18. So
I heard that Pitts was going to forfeit it.
Yeah, so that was a joke when they got there. Kirk was like, yeah, I want 8. And Pitts says, like, you can have it if you give me targets. Ha, ha, ha. And then the NFL said, and you guys know this really, you know, once you hear it, is they go, if you want to trade, you have to buy out all of the jerseys that we've sold.
Like, what?
In the NFL's inventory.
Oh, that they've, if they that printed, they've printed already? Seriously?
Yeah, they printed 1,000 Kyle Pitts 8 jerseys. You got to buy those jerseys.
Seriously?
No, put them on the shelf. People will buy them because it's a novelty.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, that's fucked up.
Yeah. So Kirk said, I'm not writing that check for that. So he's staying with 18.
That's no way. He's such a freaking penny pincher. Just got a contract of what? How much? Yeah. How much did he get? What was his total?
A lot.
400 million?
4 for 180 with 100 guaranteed.
Yeah, not 400 million. Yeah, 4 for 180. Yeah. He's not going to buy out the jerseys.
Absolutely crazy.
Did not hear that. I had a note on here about Harrison Smith, and I feel like he's one of the most underrated players, for sure, in Vikings history, maybe in NFL history. He should be in the Hall of Fame, but he's not going to be.
Probably not, no.
He's not going to be. He has way better stat lines than, like, maybe Ed Reed might be up there. Like, Troy Polamalu can't touch his stat lines.
Yeah.
Harrison is, like, just
through. He's been just, like, yeah, solid the last every year.
12 years or whatever it's been. It's incredible.
Yeah.
And this is too bad. Too bad that he doesn't get the notoriety that he should because he's quiet.
Yeah, exactly. He doesn't have the personality to stand out.
Not at all. Yeah. Yep.
And that's what, when you look at, like, when you think of, like, the best defensive backs or safeties or whatever, they're all like very loud.
Deion, and vocal. Yep, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sherman, Richard Sherman. Yeah.
Yep. Like, I mean, Darrell Revis, they're all nosy and just loud and obnoxious.
And he's not. And,
not at all. He just makes a hit and that's it. Next play.
Yep.
Let's go.
It's awesome that he did sign, which probably his final year next year with the Vikes, and he's going to finish with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Kind of brings me back to the Twins a little bit with Joe Mauer. I was surprised that he was first ballot just because of the nationwide.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah, I didn't expect it either.
No, I didn't see that coming. Obviously, when like the votes started coming in, it's like, yeah, he should be getting those votes. And I think he finished second behind Adrian Beltre.
For a total votes, yeah.
Yeah, and it's, you know, like, fuck, look at his.
Oh, yeah.
His career.
It's unreal. And for a catcher to have the batting percentages, I mean, that's just unreal.
Unreal.
To do that. It would have been cool if he could have played catcher longer than he did.
For sure.
But still, yeah, I mean, talk about somebody like you didn't have to worry about going out there. I mean, he was just going to get his hits. He was going to make all the smart plays. Like,
kind of makes me curious if he would have done something like what Bryce Harper did. Bryce Harper was a catcher coming into the league. And he was like 18 when he came into the league. And they're like, no, you're not going to play catcher. You're going to go out in the right field.
Oh,
because we want to save you because you're an investment.
Yep.
And that's what he did. And he's been raking ever since.
Yeah.
It makes me wonder if we did the same with Joel, stuck him out in right field or first base. I mean,
just put some touch there. Touch your foot.
if he would have been able to have a longevity and like not have the knee issues that he had, you know. And
yeah. Yeah, I think. But, I mean, he was such a good catcher that I think, like, then you miss out on that, right?
For sure.
And so, I mean, you can, not that right field's, like, the worst position, but a lot of people that can play that position.
Well, and actually, when you're talking about Major League Baseball, right field is harder than left field because you got to make that throw.
Yeah.
In little leagues and, like, coming into high school ball, left field is way harder than right field because you get more balls. You get more action because they start to pull it more.
Yep.
But once you open it up to really good batters,
where they can hit it
they
wherever.
They spray it all over the field.
Yeah.
Right field just gets just as much action as left field. The difference is you have to make that throw from right field corner to third base. Left field doesn't have to do that.
Sure that.
See the Correa relay in the Dodgers game to put out Shohei at home?
No, I missed it.
Beautiful. Ball down in the right corner. Correa runs all the way from short because he's got the cannon, so he's around 2/1, kind of in that zone. Gets it, just a piss missile.
Piss missile?
Tag him out.
Tag him and tag him, boys. That's awesome.
And then Shohei just threw $1 million at him and said,
throw it on the ground.
Get out of my face.
He is ridiculous, though. He is the unicorn. I mean, I would have loved to go to a game just to say I watched Shohei play.
Yeah, right.
You know, he's that kind of player.
That's another thing. That's another reason why baseball sucks, is you've got somebody who's incredible at what he does. Like, I mean, just unbelievable. And more people now know about him because of the gambling stuff than they did a year ago because of how incredible he was. You know, like, they just do such a terrible job at marketing their players.
Yeah.
I mean, they can't even put their players in good marketing, i.e. their uniforms.
Right?
Their uniforms, we could, at the start of the season, they did a whole new uniforms through Fanatics. They were see-through. You could see their pride.
That was on purpose, bro. There. Trying to get more ladies to the game. Or guys. That's your thing.
And then the other day, a guy slides into home and his pants rip all the way down on the side.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Oopsie doodle. What are we doing? I mean, it's not stitch embroidered anymore. It's pressed on. It's this ragtag garbage jerseys that the MLB is putting them on just to save a couple of bucks.
Yeah.
Now they're just the laughing stock.
Got a good deal. Are we gonna touch on the Wild at all? Does anybody know anything about the Wild other than they didn't have a very good season this year?
Nope.
Alex?
I don't know much. The only thing I listen to the Half Past Morning Show, and Marcus Foligno calls into that and talks, so like I know a little bit through him.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. But I am not a hockey guy. I didn't grow up a hockey guy, so that's tough.
And I would say like, I'm a fair weather fan with both the Wild and the T-Wolves.
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch the T-Wolves if they're shitty. I'm not going to watch the Wild if they're shitty.
Yeah,
I will watch the Vikings if they go 3-14 or
whatever. Isn't that funny?
I'll probably watch every game.
But it's less of a commitment, right? You're watching a game a week versus the Timberwolves or the Wild. I mean, and yeah, you could pick and choose which games you want to watch. Yeah. But, like, then you kind of get out of it. And, you just... It's kind of the all or nothing thing.
Yeah, my only note on the Wild was that we can't waste this window with Kirill Kaprizov. If you have a superstar like that on your team, you have to surround him with very good players, or else you're going to lose him, and he's going to go to the next team and win a Stanley Cup.
Yeah,
that's just the way it goes. So you can't waste these years.
We got some good young guys. Brock Faber is playing really, really well, and it's little things like that keep the team alive. But
right,
we are. Our state has arguably the best young, like, superstars between JJ, Royce Lewis, Kirill, Anthony Edwards. Like, that, you're four right there. That's a big four.
Yep.
And not a lot of the other states have that four, so it's just fun to have this youthfulness and excitingness.
Mm-hmm.
But let's not piss it down our leg and do nothing with Kirill and just lose and go 500 and, you know, not even be a contender.
Are we the only state that has Minnesota as like the name for all of four of their major cities or teams? So like Minnesota Twins, Minnesota Wolves, Minnesota Vikes, Minnesota. I can't think of any others because it's like once you get to that point, it's always Chicago or Tampa.
It's all cities.
Or,
I mean,
Chicago Bears. Bears, no,
but he's saying
that's
that,
what I'm like, saying. It would be Illinois Bears or it'd be
the state. State.
Yeah, I can't. I don't think so.
We're gonna sound like a bunch of idiots.
I know.
Here.
I'm kind of putting you on the spot, but
I mean,
good trivia question.
Like New York teams,
sure.
There, it's New York. It's not New York City, right?
I mean, that's true.
Do we assume it's New York City or is it New York the state?
That's
not because they don't.
They don't say city.
I think you're good.
Yeah, I think you're on something. And actually, New York probably has two on each in each major.
Yeah,
New York Knicks, New York Brooklyn Nets, right?
Yeah, so that doesn't count. But yeah. But if you go, like, yeah, because Islanders,
New York,
Devils,
Jets, that's Giants,
yep,
Knicks, and then
Rangers.
Rangers. Oh, yeah, they got Rangers, too. Jeez. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then what are we missing here? What sport?
Are we
well, baseball, Mets and Yankees, yeah. Well, but they got two of all of them?
And Buffalo, right? Bills?
Yeah.
Yeah. Buffalo Sabres?
No.
Got, right?
No.
Where's Buffalo?
Oh, yeah. That's right. It is Buffalo Sabres. Yep, sorry. Sorry, yeah.
I was thinking of Bruins. They got a fucking shit ton of teams.
Yeah. So is it, yeah, I don't know. Is it meant to be the city? And they just don't say New York City.
I don't know.
And it's New York, because everybody knows where New York is. I know they don't, you ding dong.
They should.
They should. I would.
Shut up.
Isn't that crazy that
New York City Yankees?
New York City Yankees. Isn't that crazy that city can support that many effing teams?
It's so stupid.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of money.
So many people.
A lot of rats, too.
So many people.
A lot of rats. Dude.
They do a lot of rats. If we go back to Mount Flushmore, that was my city. I'm not going to New York. Mount
Flushmore. It's called back.
That would be a good Flushmore. The only note I have on the links is that this year, well, two things. One, Simone Augustus is going in the WNBA Hall of Fame, I think. Not just
sounds our about
Hall
right. Fame.
And then we have the sixth pick this year, and mock drafts have us taking Angel Reese out of LSU.
Oh, yeah.
But
I don't know if I want her. I don't know if I want her.
I don't know either.
She's got a little attitude.
Uh-oh. She's a little tooed with her, but she's damn good.
She is damn good. She's very good.
You play to win the game, boys.
Boys and gals. You
play to win the game.
That's all I had, I think.
Yeah. I think that's a good kind of second half before we get kicked out into oblivion.
Oh, yeah. Good point. Oh, yeah.
Well, we got a couple more minutes. one more thing that I wanted to add was I want to see Anthony Edwards in dunk competition next year for All-Star Game because that guy can effing fly. I don't block. Know that I will ever forget that block.
That block.
Where his head hit the frickin' rim and he was basically blocking that ball like at the top of the back. Like it was just
that was so
ridiculous.
Sick. Yeah. Yeah. And haters are going to be like, well, he got a bump from, I forget who the guy on our team that kind of bumped him as he was going up.
Oh, no.
And everyone's like, well, he didn't actually jump that high because he got bumped by him and he projected him up. It's like, fucking watch the film. He did not get, he got touched by him. He still got.
No, like there was two guys there with their hands, you know, meshed together and they were pushing his feet up in the air, like launching them when
No, yeah.
Should we have, I think you guys should make the Instagram photo for this podcast is going to be.
That block?
No, it's going to be.
In your face as the ball?
The dunk on John Collins. And you guys can decide whose face of you two, who gets Ant and who gets.
Oh, yeah. Let's do it, baby.
And we'll put Alex in as like an innocent bystander that's just in the crowd or something.
Was that a home game?
That was an away game.
Oh, dang it. I was going to say, if it was a home game, you could have been A-Rod in the front row. So I had to put your face on A-Rod.
The basketball.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You can be the basketball. That'd be sick.
Yeah, here. This will be.
Oh, he's sharing the screen. Our listeners can't hear this, but or see this.
Listeners can't hear this, but this is the photo that you got to do.
They can't hear photos.
Yeah.
But we can hear them.
That'll be Alex looking up into the top right. Yep.
Bingo. Yeah,
right that's you right that's there, awesome bud. Send that over.
A good posterizing is always fun to watch. Unless you're the person that's getting posterized.
I actually did have one more note that we didn't talk about. The Pablo Lopez and Luis Arias trade for the Twins. When it first happened, I was pissed. And then Carlos Correa really started to suck, so I was really pissed.
Mm-hmm.
And Carlos Correa still kind of sucks, so I'm still kind of pissed about it. But Pablo Lopez is a great
pitcher. He's one hell of a pitcher.
Worked out really well for us. And
how is
Arias
playing this year?
Well, not so great to start. I think he's batting like .250, Alex. Oh, you can check whatever. That. But he'll come back.
Yeah.
But it was worth a trade. You know, you have to have deep pitching to win playoff games. And if last season wasn't any indication of that, then
that's why they went out and got a bunch of really good pitchers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why we lost two of them.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And the goal in any trade is like, we love Luis Arraez and we saw potential in him, is we don't want him to go suck ass. Like, he left and won a batting title. Like, that's fantastic to see him succeed.
God. And he didn't just win a batting title. Yeah, he dominated. It, yeah. He was like by 10 points or something. It was like,
holy shit. And I think that made him the second or third ever to win a batting title in both divisions.
Oh, really?
Or, I think did a little short guy on the Astros, the cheater.
Jose Altuve? Oh, just because the team, just because the team moved. Because it went from NL to AL.
Did it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was 16 in the NL and 14 in the AL, and then the Astros went to the AL.
Really?
To make it 15 and 15. Sorry, it
wasn't him. It was, so it's Luis and DJ LeMahieu.
Who the hell is that?
He played for the Rockies. I don't know who he plays
for. I definitely remember that name.
I do not.
He still plays.
At all.
I would have guessed like Rod Carew or something did it, you know, with the Twins and then with the or I guess the Angels are AL too. I would have guessed it was somebody way back in the day.
DJ did it with the Rockies in 16 and the New York City Yankees in the 2020 season.
Nice.
New York City Yankees.
Doesn't it sound better.
I still
say that every time now.
Yeah, you gotta.
I think it's crazy. The New York City Yankees moved Yankee Stadium across the street.
Isn't that awesome?
Back in whatever that was, 2011, and just did a complete replica.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this one's too old, but we really like it, so we're just going to do the same exact thing.
You got so much money, it's stupid.
What if we pick up the town and move it over there?
Push! John, that's a SpongeBob reference. You won't understand.
I don't understand. I have watched SpongeBob, but I wouldn't understand. All right, wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Hey, Alex, thanks for joining us on the first ever virtual podcast. I would like to say it went out with a hitch.
Went in with a hitch. Sure.
Without a hitch. Went up. It went. It did go. It went. Thanks for thanks for joining. It's kind of last minute, but good insight. Hopefully we're all wrong on the Timberwolves call, and when we're listening back to this in June. Is that when it wraps up typically, right?
Yep.
We're going to be like, God, we were so stupid as we're sipping our Mai Tais, watching them raise the banner up at the Target Center.
As John's sitting courtside with his boy.
Yeah. I'm going to message A-Rod, see if he's let me sit in his seat. He ain't going.
Yeah, he doesn't have a seat anymore.
He can't be seen there. All right. Everybody listening, make sure to tell your friends. Check us out on the social medias. And for Sam, I'm John, and you've been listening to Mediocre from Minnesota. Bye.